It's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelanga Pshini Molweni, bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Australia, Dubai, wherever you are on the globe, wherever you're listening to us, welcome to Mjolo and Six podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese scope. The guy like Muhammad Ali who rolls with the butterflies and stings with it like a bee. I don't get to do the show alone. I do it with the ever beautiful Oshumi. Too many adjectives again, so little time to go through them. Oshumi, hi.
Hi, Mlu. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am fabulous as ever.
I'm excited. I'm not sure if it has to do with the topic of today's show, but I hope you're going to be as excited as we are, Nizokomananati, across all our social media platforms. And we hope you're going to be very interactive with us as we are going to be touching the right spots. Did you see what I did
there? I see what you did there.
Also, what are we talking about today?
Today we're asking the question, is it cheating if you sleep with a sex doll?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
More and more people are now getting into sex toys.
Okay. Know?
And more men are buying sex dolls.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know, if you are in a relationship and your partner happens to buy a sex doll and he sleeps with it in your absence, is that cheating?
It's funny because we live in the 4IR. We are slam bam into the fourth industrial revolution, and we talk robotics, we talk how we actually now moving into the mechanical side of things. And sex dolls are a classic example of those. Can we classify them as humans? I don't know. It should be very interesting.
That's a very good question.
It should be very interesting to unpack that. But again, if we were to unpack that on our own, it would really be a very tedious exercise. But to help us unpack these and much, much more, we have a person who I believe is well-suited and well-versed to help us talk about this. She is the owner of two amazing sex shops, one in Omonde and one in Soweto. On the line, we have the beautiful, gorgeous Osma Thabo. Osma Thabo, good afternoon, good evening, Sawubona. Welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Hi. Oh, thank you for the awesome welcome. I'm blushing.
You see. It, the most handsome 31-year-old knows how to touch the right spot.
And then we all flustered. Yes. We all flustered and blushing.
Yeah, Khumi. Khumi says I need to turn it down every time. There's a female on the other side of the phone.
No, you're doing well, though. We need it again from time to time.
Thank you so much. We're talking sex dolls, and we're talking about humans who sleep with them. Before we actually talk to that particular and answer that particular question, can we classify it as cheating if you sleep with the sex doll? Let's start here. As a person who owns a sex shop or sex toy shop, how acceptable are we as a country to sex toys? And where do you think we are in terms of our experience or our sexual experiences when it comes to sex toys?
Okay, so I'll start from Asmith. G-Spot's in Soweto. We've been there for the past 2.5 years,
yes,
and counting with the second store. So by virtue of us having been around for a year and longer, means that there's obviously a demand, there's interest, and curiosity when it comes to the sex toys. So we're seeing an increase in patterns of buying in terms of ownership and people wanting to upgrade and try the latest toys. So as a black person from a township which was meant to be conservative and coming with its own obviously histories and barriers, I think that we're moving towards the right direction in terms of sexual exploration and accessing and wanting toys.
Look, I mean, before Khumi asks the question, I'm really glad that my township, with excuse the pun, is coming to the party. Finally, everybody's coming to the occasion. So, I mean, my next question then should be, I saw a country like Germany. They were the first. I think they were the first country that actually manufactured a sex doll. And then obviously other countries then began to then followed and made alterations and that sort of type of thing. What is your personal view in terms of sex dolls? Do they serve the same purpose as a sex toy, or does it become a bit, or does the dynamics sort of change now because it is semi a human being, so to speak?
No, I mean, they're masturbators at the end of the day, right? For lack of a better term, in terms of females have got vibrators, they've got dildos. Guys have got masturbators, which serve a similar purpose in terms of sexual exploration and choosing to have sex the way that you want to. So sex dolls are masturbators. They've got holes. Yeah, some have got more than one, some have got one, two, or up to three. So where you choose to put the penis in the hole is obviously up to you, but it's a doll, it's a masturbator, it is a toy at the end of the day.
Mm.
So I don't think that, they're obviously different types. Unali, like the older ones where you still pump them, the inflatable, the ones where you use either a hand or manual pump or automatic to pump one. But obviously the technology has grown and expanded to an extent that now you get real life-size dolls, which can be programmed to perform different functions. But they remain toys at the end of the day.
Matamo, earlier you mentioned that you run a sex shop, Kukasi, which is, you know, otherwise considered or known as being conservative. What then do you think contributed to the change that we are now seeing of more and more black people buying sex toys?
I think multiple folds. So, number one, we are living in a democratic era now, where we are able to choose our own sexuality and patterns. So that's a big driver that we should always acknowledge, that South Africa is actually the freest country in Africa when it comes to the sex industry. We can't export into other African markets, so let us take that one into cognizance, that we're doing well in terms of that. But I think people are also becoming more aware that sexuality is not fluid.
Yeah.
That we are not the same and we will never be the same. That there's absolutely nothing wrong in terms of self-pleasure, which is, I think, where mainly toys come into play.
Yeah.
That you do not have to be depending on another to fulfill you sexually, that you can explore on your own.
So,
and the access or something, I think that the easier access now of toys is also helping. So it's not like a hidden, dark, dingy corner type stores anymore. They're freely available online, and like the types of stores that we have are becoming more accommodating, and that they're becoming brighter, they are becoming more softer in terms of the feel, and which is enticing people now to come in and explore. So you don't find them in a dark, dingy corner any longer.
So do you think sleeping with a sex doll can be considered as cheating?
My response would be, it depends on the dynamics of your relationship.
Yeah.
So the same question could be posed then in terms of a female using a vibrator. Are they cheating on their male partner or female when they're using a vibrator for whatever intended purposes?
Yes.
Yeah. So are you not, here's something, it depends on the dynamics of the relationship and the sexual relation within that relationship that they're having. So why are you sleeping with the doll? Is it because, one, I want to try something new, ne? You are not probably aroused or when I am, and I'm not going to force myself onto you, ne? Did you probably come before I do, and I still want to go on for longer? Or what is the motivation behind it? Certain things. So I would equal a sex doll to a dildo, to a vibrator.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough. I mean, lastly from my side, two questions compounded. Firstly, who is more comfortable? I mean, you probably have a gauge to sort of gauge. Who is more comfortable between the male and female in terms of their use of sex toys? And secondly, how can couples be more open to the idea of sex toys or sex dolls in this particular case?
Okay, so I'm talking again from G-spot perspective, right?
Yep.
I'm female, and I went into this assuming that we would be mainly servicing a female clientele. That was my assumption.
Yeah.
Right? And the design of the store is more pink than it is dark.
Yeah.
But however, the inverse has actually happened. And it has taught me to be comfortable with not knowing. So the not knowing and turning things on the head is we've got a much bigger male clientele as opposed to females, yes, in terms of the walk-ins into the store. We've got, remember, two physical stores and an online store as well.
That's very impressive, by the way. I'm super, super impressed. Shout out to the guys. I'm also going to be coming there very, very soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're definitely coming by very soon. So, absolutely. No, here's the thing. But I think that there could be obviously some history behind it. There could be reasons behind it as well. So, one, guys are much more broader in terms of coming into the store. Right? And they're much more comfortable, right, and easier to engage with. And this is just our sample size. Right? It could be different guys anywhere else. But the online profile is now geared towards more females as opposed to guys.
Okay.
But here's something. So some of the hypothesis that I could come up with, right? Is remember that we obviously it's black, we in a township. We're still carrying, unfortunately, a history that comes with us in the location. We're still very patriarchal society, guys.
Yes.
So sex is still, unfortunately, weighted more towards male pleasure than it is towards female. So that could be one of the reasons of
that's very why interesting.
Guys feel more comfortable coming into the stores as opposed to the female. Not to say that we do not have a female clientele, we do have, but it's weighted more towards guys.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And then, and advice for people who want to use sex toys, sex dolls. How would you then?
Okay, so one, it always goes back to the couple, ne? So one, how are you going to open up the conversation, ne? The two of you. Mm. You are not replacing, you are enhancing. I think that should be at the core. To say that I am not replacing you, ne? By asking us to try something new. Because again, remember we're dealing with egos at the end of the day.
Yep.
We are human.
Yep.
So ego is a big thing. And it should be protected as far as possible. So how do you feel about us trying this new thing? It might work, but how about we start exploring? I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with how we're doing sex right now. I would just like for us to explore other alternatives that are out there.
Matabo, thank you so much. You really enlightened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with toys, guys. Eh? I think every couple should try it and own at least one. And remember, toys are not exclusively dildos and vibrators. We've got many other types of products that could be brought into the couple space. Something as simple as a blindfold comfortable, like just a blindfold.
This is why I look forward to coming to your store.
You have to come.
Oh, yeah, I look forward to it. You have no idea.
We are definitely going to come to the store. Pun intended. Pun intended. It's really refreshing to we must acknowledge that. I mean, you operating in Southwestern Township, in a township where historically, as you alluded to, there's so much patriarchal norms and patriarchal ideologies that come with it. And for me, as a lady that's in a thriving business, that's in a growing business, that's in an evolving business, because this conversation is talking about something that says that sex is really evolving, like the world. We're really proud, and we really want to say kudos to you and thank you so much for having a conversation with us.
Thank you.
The next time we're going to have a conversation, we're going to be broadcasting live from the G spot, because yes, that's the spot to be.
We're
going to
be deep within the
G spot. Okay. Absolutely. No, thank you guys. Thank you for inviting me into your space, and thank you to all the ears that are listening, and I hope that you can obviously grow the conversation from here on and open the space up to more people.
Look,
we need such conversations.
Absolutely, and trust me, as a person who loves to play with toys, my toy box is always open to new toys. Trust. Matabo, thank you so much for your time. Keep safe and keep shining.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, what a very interesting conversation. And and again, every sort of complex conversation we've had, the bottom line or the underlying or the messaging behind it is communication.
Yes.
It goes everything goes back to communication. How do we communicate? So I really concur with her to say it's really not cheating. It's just really saying, for us here who were soccer players, you're just saying that, coach, I'm changing from wearing a 12-pin soccer boots to wearing a 6-pin. It's just that difference, because you just want to perform better. You just want to try something new. So really, it's not to say that there's something wrong. It's just really to say, let's do like DSTV and explore other avenues.
Listen, I don't think it's cheating if your partner has sex with a sex doll.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be worried and then worried like Mpopi. Like, no. I pick a struggle. Mpopi, if untina,
yes.
It's a sex doll, you blow it up. And then because it's plastic, I'm going to burn it. So I stress for now. If he wants to, let him by all means.
Okay.
You know. I think the unfortunate part, like Matabo mentioned, is that women use vibrators, you know.
Mm.
So why can't men use sex dolls? And sometimes women use vibrators with their partners. Unfortunately, sex doll, it's going to be a bit tricky, you know, depending on what kind of freaky things you and your partner are into. But it's going to be kind of tricky, you know, to share that sex doll, you know what I mean?
Look,
so I think maybe that's why women might think it's cheating, but I don't think it is.
Look, I mean, ultimately, again, she touched on it. It's egos. I mean, and sex, I know part of it is ego-driven.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It is.
And again, it goes back to communication. How you have this conversation, it's not replacing one with the other.
No.
It's really just to say, let's try, or let's enhance. That's the word.
Yeah.
Let's enhance. Because really, if something is not broken, yes, don't fix it. But who said we cannot augment, or who said we cannot make, we cannot enhance it so that the experience becomes even more and more?
And also, I think as women, we need to be fair, you know. Dildos are shaped in the form of penises.
Yes.
And we have expected our men to accept that we use dildos in their absence and in their presence.
Mm.
Sex dolls are shaped like women.
Yes.
You know, so why can't your man pleasure himself when you are not around, but you can pleasure yourself with a dildo when he's not around? You know, so we need to be fair about this.
Mm.
And like you said, it's an ego thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd rather my man pleasure himself, Limpopi, than with Mavis. Because there are chances are he's going to catch feelings today. You know, and if now he becomes addicted to Mpopi, aman kita pinika uponcha.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Guys, communication is key.
Communication is very, very,
very key. And one of the communications we really love and enjoy is you communicating with us on our social media platforms. Oshumi, where can people interact with us? Oh. My producers and Oshumi are looking at me and they're saying there's people who are really flashing our social media platforms. Before we share our social media platforms, people are engaging because this is a very thought-provoking conversation that is touching all the right spots, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so we post the question on Facebook. And, yo, people really responded, hey?
Yep. What do they say?
With a lot of them wanting to know how much the doll is. I feel you, fellas. I feel you.
I mean, what are people saying on our social media platform?
Okay. Tembelitle here says, it's not cheating physically, but emotionally. It is because you might end up not being interested in your partner, and that could drive you apart.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Which, that's a fair point.
Okay.
Because I would like to think sex toys might be addictive.
Just like, but it's the same thing with pornography. You know, I think the downside of all of this is sex, I always say again and again, is a feeling thing. And when you now place your feelings onto another thing, chances are then your feelings are going to be geared to that. And I think the worst case scenario, as she said, is you now developing indirect feelings for that.
And
those feelings now move from your actual partner. So it's really, 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 really tricky to maneuver. Yeah. What are other people saying, Osumi?
I hope I pronounced that name correctly.
Okay.
He says, not at all. I guess the doll won't disappoint you or stress you or get entangled.
Group bird. Yeah. And I heard Annie, the dolls that he heard Annie.
No, not at all. If you're tired of it, like, you take it and you put it in the cupboard.
Yes.
And then you'll see it next week.
Yes.
Try telling Miguel God, I will see you next week.
Or try telling a guy who wrote Mabona next week.
And see what happens. Hey, hey.
What? I mean, one more, Shumi? One more? Do we have another one?
No, that's all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So, how can people then interact with us, Oshumi? Like all those.
Yeah. No, they can find us on Facebook. We're Daily Sun.
Yes.
On Twitter, at Daily Sun SA.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can find us on www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mcholo, guys, and you can get to see all our podcast episodes. They're just lovely. We've got a nice tab on our website, Yamjolo. You get to hear all of our podcasts. Episode one right through to today. Once again, guys, a big thank you to Matabo. Big thank you to you for listening. And as Oshumi would say, guys, in this part of the show, guys, please, it is the silly season, not Christmas, but it's the silly season in terms of people getting jiggy, heavy. So, ooh, when are you going to get to that level, guys? Please make sure you keep it strapped.
And we need to say, because the blankets are nice and warm, lastly, body heat. So you get carried away in the moment, and then the next thing. 9 months later.
Yeah.
People
were. Yes. So, guys, no, let's keep it safe. We're fighting one pandemic. We don't want other pandemics as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's keep it like that. Once again, guys, big thank you to you for listening, guys. And once again, from me, Mlungi Simpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiscope.
And me, Remisi Abi, who still does not have an intro. It's fine.
Yeah, it's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.